The family of a Muslim middle school student with learning disabilities is suing a Long Island school district, claiming it violated his civil rights by forcing him to confess that he was a terrorist. WSHU's Jessica Opatich reports the family is seeking $25 million in damages.
Nashwan Upal is a 12-year-old Pakistani-American student at East Islip Middle School with severe social and learning disabilities. According to the lawsuit on January 6th, Upal was being bullied in the school cafeteria. Students called him a terrorist and asked him what he was going to blow up next. The suit claims that Upal repeated some of the names he was being called, including the word terrorist, a concept he did not understand at the time. The next day, he was called into the principal's office, where the principal, Mark Bernard, and assistant principal, Jason Stanton, allegedly interrogated Upal and forced him to sign a confession. According to the family's attorney, David Antwerk, it's all because of his client's heritage and faith.
Based on the comments that they made to him, that he was a terrorist, that he was, you know, that he knew how to make bombs, that he knew Osama bin Laden, that he was a member of ISIS. They tried to force him to confess to all of that. It's clearly based on his religion.
A spokesman for the school district said it does not comment on active litigation. Jessica Opatich, WSHU News.